not here. But at the same time, I think to do a mailing, because there's Dan did a list. He was able to run a report of how many. It's a lot. And with the cost of postage these days.
Should we push this information to contractors?
I will,
Or
I think
those that
between the
design stuff
social
that's good?
media and I think the local municipalities that may have those properties there. I know up in Wayne, since Yates County does the Yates County Soil and Water does the inspections, they're knowledgeable of it and do mention it to people. Like if they get a failed one, they say, hey, you might want to check out this grant. So getting it out to those municipalities like Wayne, probably Urbana,
Or even their
Smith,
codes people.
the code. So of course up by Cuca they have the whole quick and the regular inspections and stuff like that. So that's where we seem to see a lot of it. But I think with social media too, getting that out there. And Dan and I are working on some website updates. He's also developing an app. So you'll be able to search for your property, and we have that 250-foot buffer there. So that makes it a lot easier too to visualize if you may qualify. So we plan on putting that out there as well. Like we have the other apps where we have a whole page of, flood zones, ag district parcels, that kind of thing. We're going to put that out there, but we'll also have it in our planning pages too, of here's the GIS information.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, next up, buildings and grounds. How you doing, Eric?
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Just to piggyback on the previous conversation, to Jack's credit, 2 years ago we started doing intern. Entertaining the ideas of internships, and there was a couple of loops with dealing with insurance and the fact that they were either in high school. We've done five or six in different fields, mostly trade related with heavy equipment or even laboring. But we just hired a mechanic that we've had on with us through his high school. As of yesterday, he still hasn't graduated, but his birthday and stuff's gonna work as such that he's gonna be a county employee. So it's working. It's far and few between because you've got to get these kids kind of that know, or young adults that know what they want to do or have some direction. But we have another individual that was gonna go to school for something else and changed his scope to heavy equipment because he did a summer help type intern thing with us and decided he wanted to get into trades or get into heavy equipment after working at the landfill. So it is working and it's a great thing. And we reach out to Corning when we have these positions open, or if we're looking to do something, and local schools, as well as we have contact with Alfred State as well, to try to get kids that have already gone through the college piece to try to fill stuff that we're lacking from on our end. So I just want to let you folks know that.
You can hire Jeff because now he has his CDL license.
May have passed that, but he's got to pass our interview process. But just to touch on that, I thought it was important so you folks know that Jack and Scott Sprague and the folks have been real supportive of us doing what we can do to get folks into these spots that want to. So it's exciting. One request, I'm requesting authorization to amend the contract with Casella for waste garbage removal to include Hammondsport Ambulance Building. Folks know that we just recently started outfitting out of there. So it's about an increase of $576 for that location to be added there for the amendment. So that's what I'm requesting. We pay around $17,500, give or take, for countywide for Casella. We took care of this some time ago as an initiative with Andy Morris to try to get everything under one umbrella with the garbage stuff, if you folks remember that we're here. So this is just amending it to that piece.
Make a motion. Second, anybody?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Eric. Jack?
Okay, thank you. One item on the agenda, and then I did email you all about one item we'd request to add. So the first is swims. If you recall, and I sent you an email about it, last year's state budget was allocated 2 years worth of funding for municipalities to expand swimming opportunities. We do not have any. So we reached out to the municipalities that do: City of Corning, City of Hornell, Town of Urbana. and we applied on their behalf. The counties have to be the applicants. This is one of those types of grants. We applied. A year later, we got the documentation, so that's why I'm here now. We got the paperwork approved. So I've been in touch with the municipalities throughout, the past year while we're waiting on this. It is reimbursed based, so they can claim and we can allocate them. It's $10,000 each is what we applied for, and that covers 24 through I think September of 25. But this is one where we have to be reimbursed, so the county has to front the money, and then Chris and I have to submit the paperwork on behalf of the county to get the money back from the state. So with that, seeking two things from you, if you would be willing, is authorizing intermunicipal agreements with those three municipalities, City of Corning, City of Hornell, Town of Urbana, and appropriating both revenue and expense in the economic development fund. So we'll put 30 grand expense, 30 grand revenue. And once we have the IMAs, we'll be able to allocate the funds and then get reimbursed.
What about the schools and swimming pools?
It was only municipalities, not
Okay.
schools. Yeah.
Move it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Thank you. The other one that I emailed you about and I sent you the spreadsheet is Prattsburg Wind Pilot. The chair and I were approached by Jamie Johnson about this topic for newer legislators. We did this for Eight Point and other wind projects. So what we're recommending is a resolution that table that I set, it sets the pilot payment for the 20 years instead of a year by year recalculation, because if assessed values are going to change, so each participant, the schools, and in this case, we have multiple school districts, multiple towns, everyone's portion would change a little bit, which is kind of an administrative nightmare, both for the IDA, for finance, and not good assurances for the company. So we did this prior. IDA is recommending it, and we are as well. It doesn't really change overall the amount that we would be eligible to get under a pilot. It just fixes it.
Fred?
But yeah, the biggest complaint I hear on these pilot projects is the towns get the least amount, and they are tasked with all the enforcement. So they have the biggest cost and they get the least amount. The schools get the biggest share and they have the least costs involved.
I would say that is generally one of the complaints of pilots in general, is they are based on assessed value and the school districts have the highest assessed value other than, counties. So the towns, that's why you see some of the towns doing the host community agreements and those sort of things to tag on to pilots to capture more revenue. So definitely understand it is an issue.
Okay. You said this is in line with all the prior pilot agreements, fixed agreements?
Yeah, we've done it, I think, twice.
Okay, so no one would be treated differently here.
No, it would continue a practice that the legislature did for certainly the last project, and I believe the project before that. It just seems to make everyone's life a little bit easier.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Second? Anybody?
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
James has a issue he wants to bring up. Or
last thing is just as a, is it, can I go?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
This is a final flyer for the roundtable discussion that's going to be taking place on June 18th in the Best Western Hammondsport. Mike, I figured Mike would be here to be able to talk about it, but I will stand in. We're handling this as a special AIP committee meeting. So Amanda will be there to take notes and record keep, which also means there will be a public notice of this meeting to go out. For this one, due to space constraints, I think we were told the conference room at Best Western can handle about 35 people. I think we'd ask that it stays to AIP and the chair as a, to join if she so wishes. at this time, because remember, the plan would be to move around to other areas as we continue to grow, hopefully the series beyond this initial one. But I think that's the plan would be to have this as a learning experiment a little bit, just to kind of say, if I remember correctly, if I was informed correctly, there was an invitation to around 20 or so business owners in the Urbana, Hammond Sport, I believe Pulteney, and potentially Wayne area, to this conversation. And it's going to be, as you see here, 8:30 to 10 with coffee and, pastry, donut, whatever. But really, the idea is just for us to sit and listen and see and hear more about what their experiences have been in starting a business and operating their business right now. So that's just a brief view for now, and let you know how it goes.
I like it. Thanks. All right. Thank you. Any questions?
So there's no Zoom capability that some of the businesses that can't come, since they're in business, they may be open at this time. Just
that was the idea, was try to push it as forward early in the day.
Might be something for next meeting.
Exactly.
To consider. Yeah. It's a good idea though. Yeah. Might get more participation.
Could be. Yep. Mike has really been heading it up, the interactions with the business owners. So I'm not sure exactly what participation rate would look like right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Hilda. Okay.
Paul, I have something from Tess from Cornell Cooperative Extension. Sure. She's not able. Oh, no, I just lost it. She was, I had it open now the whole time. Darn it. Where'd it go? Hold on 1 second. I had it open for the whole
time. We have a land bank meeting at 10.
You have it?
Elder.
What?
We have a land bank meeting at 10:30.
Be quiet. Yeah, please. Please.
So contracts are rolling with Ag in the Classroom. 10 out of 13 schools participating. Outdoor Careers on June 4th.
Today.
Oh, yeah, that is today. So that'll be good. Veggie Van starts on July 7th through October. 7 locations, including Guthrie Centerway. 4-H Showcase will be July 24th through 26th. SNAP Ed, as we all know, is potentially challenged by the federal budget. So they're keeping an eye on that. We all know there are thousands of SNAP recipients here in Steuben County. So that would be a challenge. And they are supporting farmers as they are putting in crops. The rain's not helping, but they are helping and working.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the update. Any other questions or business? All right. Can I get a entertaining motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.
All right. Thank you.